Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 12, 2007, and Here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released July 18, 2003.
Nazarene, how are those in the afterlife dealing with the lack of communication with us because of the energy shortage? It's terrible on us.
It is just as terrible on all of them, Alora. You must understand that you were the daily contact with the material world for hundreds of thousands of people. They watched your private channel and listened to your goings-ons all day. They were enthralled with you and intertwined with you, and they feel a part of you. And now that that constant contact has been shut off, they are completely lost. They feel forsaken. They feel deserted. They feel that there's no one in the material world for them anymore. And of course, it's being explained to them that that isn't true. Both of you are still working as hard as you can and trying your darndest to make things better for everybody in the material world and the afterlife. But it is very, very hard for them to lose this contact that is so important to them. We have so few people left that convey to us what is happening in the material world. So many have just become so involved in the material world that they have shut off to us completely. And there are so few that transmit to us anymore, that we can reach, that we know what is going on in the material world. You were about the only ones we had in the United States that were giving us clear contact with the United States and what was going on in the United States. And people were ready for this every moment, every minute, every little thing that you could pick up and give to them. So it is very, very hard on them, Alora. Just as hard it is on you. You are sorely missed.
I miss everyone too, Nazarene, especially John Lennon and Beatles and friends. I can imagine what he said when he found out he wouldn't be able to watch us all day. I hope they'll be back with us soon, and we'll be channeling the songs again.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. John Lennon and Demetrius, for Christmas, wrote a story, 3rd Platoon, Christ Brigade. I highly recommend it. It is available at
www.voicesfromspirit.com/V19NN7/links.htm. We're back. Nazarene, we are recording this segment the day after Thanksgiving, and we found out that the governor of Michigan has sent out an order saying that transgender and transvestite state employees cannot be fired if they wear the clothes of the opposite sex to work. What is your opinion on this? Did it spoil the Kingdom of God's Thanksgiving?
Did it spoil our Thanksgiving, Alora? It devastated it. It destroyed it. We had worked so hard to get this situation under control, and then the people in this state elect a pervert, elect a creature of darkness, and let her run wild and let her destroy their children, and they will do nothing about it. God was deeply disappointed the next morning when Demetrius told him that none of the newspapers, television, and radio stations that he had emailed to had responded and inquired what to do. It just upsets us so much that people so willingly accept this evil and allow it and are destroying their children without the slightest thought, without the slightest care. It's going to be very difficult for Demetrius to get on the ballot in Michigan, because he will speak out against this foul creature whenever he is there. If people ask him, he will tell them, she is a creature of darkness, she is a thing of evil, and she should be put out of office. And people aren't going to like that, but Demetrius will always speak the truth. Yes, Alora, our Thanksgiving was destroyed.
Gee, Nazarene, makes me feel bad that I found that article on the internet. I want you guys to have a great day.
Oh, no, Alora. You must never feel bad about discovering evil and bringing it to our attention. This is your purpose. This is your job. This is what you must do. It is sad that it spoiled our day, But no, you must never, ever regret doing God's work.
We'll be back again.